KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly sunny skies and 55 degrees. We look for it to be partly to mostly sunny today, high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In state news, President Trump is due to visit Cedar Rapids later this morning, and Governor Reynolds says the visit will give the president a better idea of the impact last week's derecho has had on the state.
Just the extensiveness of the disaster and how wide-ranging it is.
Yesterday, Trump signed off on federal help to cover storm-related expenses for the state and local governments in 16 counties. Trump tweeted yesterday that he had approved the full emergency declaration for the great state of Iowa, but the president has not yet approved federal disaster assistance to individuals. A spokesman for Governor Reynolds says that will happen soon after more data is gathered about damage to homes and businesses. Yesterday, Reynolds thanked federal officials for the expedited approval of the paperwork she submitted on Sunday.
Having a thorough request really does allow for quicker action, as we've seen today.
Reynolds says it's more substantive and it really provides more programming, and we set a record in getting it done. The governor did not mention during the news conference that part of her disaster aid request was still pending. Her staff confirmed it later. Iowa Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer, a Democrat who represents Cedar Rapids, said she appreciates the president's quick action in approving public assistance for Iowa communities to clean up and rebuild, but she's still disappointed that he did not grant Iowa's full request, which also seeks assistance for individuals.
We must ensure no Iowan is left behind by this tragedy, and I ask the president to rectify his omission immediately.
Republican Senator Joni Ernst said she expects full approval of individual assistance soon, and she'll work with Iowa's congressional delegation to ensure folks across the state have the federal help they need as communities continue to rebuild. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley said the delay is normal and expected, part of the qualifying for federal disaster aid, and he accuses Finkenauer of politicizing the process. The president is set to arrive at the Eastern Iowa Airport in Cedar Rapids just before 11 a.m. and depart for Yuma, Arizona at around 12:15. Iowa authorities report that as of this morning, there had been 213 additional positive COVID-19 cases since 10 a.m. Monday, for a total of 52,829, and 9 additional deaths for a total of 987. IDPH says 3,361 individuals tested the positive day or previous day that is positive, and 3,016 tested negative for a positivity rate of 6.5%. The total number of residents tested to date is 563,716. Now, Cass County reports one more positive COVID-19 case as of this morning for a total of 95. Adair County also has one more case for a total of 40. Pottawatomie County cases increased by 7 to 1,426, and 30 more have recovered there for a total of 1,091. There are currently 287 hospitalized patients in the state, up from 283 the previous day. IDPH lists 86 patients as in intensive care. 31 people have been admitted to hospitals across the state since yesterday, and 35 are on a ventilator. In southwest and western Iowa, 13 people are hospitalized with the virus, down 1 from Monday. 6 are in an ICU, that's up 3 from Sunday, or Monday that is, and no one was admitted, and 2 people remain on a ventilator. Also, the coronavirus outbreaks list 31 currently at Iowa's long-term care facilities. That's 2 more than reported on Monday. The IDPH reported 933 positive cases and 551 recoveries within those facilities. There have also been 524 deaths in Iowa's long-term care facilities. Iowa's coronavirus website has made the pandemic look less severe than it is because of a software error that artificially lowers the number of new confirmed cases. Dana Jones, an Iowa City nurse practitioner, said Monday that the Iowa Department of Public Health has inadvertently been reporting fewer new infections and a smaller percentage of daily positive cases than is truly the case. Or positive tests, that is, than is truly the case. The department acknowledged the glitch in an email to Jones on Friday and said they're working on a fix. Iowa's overall number of more than 52,600 who have tested positive since March is not affected by that glitch. Well, the pandemic is not a valid excuse for skipping state-required vaccinations as children prepare to go back to school. The number of vaccinations for Iowa children fell sharply in March and April compared to the same month in 2019. While parents may be wary about taking their kids in for checkups due to COVID-19, Jessica Schultz at the State Health Department says it could put them at risk for preventable disease outbreaks.
So there is that increased risk when children don't have protection that they could be exposed to a vaccine-preventable disease and not have that full protection.
Schultz is encouraging healthcare providers to reach out to families who may have missed or canceled previous appointments, as some Iowa schools are already back in session and others will be starting soon.
There could be a risk for a vaccine-preventable outbreak at that school, especially as kids are going back into school and in closer quarters than previously through stay-at-home or just isolating away from other people as well.
Schultz says the department will not suspend immunization requirements for schools or licensed child care centers. The board of directors for the Carstens 1880 Farmstead in Shelby has decided to postpone farm days this year until September 11th and 12th of 2021 due to COVID-19 safety considerations. The board at their June meeting had decided to proceed with a Saturday evening chicken dinner and fundraiser this year, but those plans have now changed. During a recent board meeting, it was decided it would be too difficult to provide physical distance for the dinner, plus the ongoing COVID-19 situation could impact attendance for the event. The board then decided to cancel the chicken dinner plans for this year, and Farm Board President Mel Hersey said, "We know it's disappointing to cancel the chicken dinner. Those who attend to Carstens Farm Days know that the soil on the farm grow a large quantity of flavorful potatoes. And this year, the potato harvest, or digging as it's called, will go on as planned during the traditional Farm Days weekend. The public is invited to come to the Carstens 1880 Farmstead and gather the freshly dug potatoes. The gates will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, September 12th. Potatoes will be on the ground and on a trailer as in past years." Mel Hersey said anyone who wants to have a supply of Carstens potatoes is welcome to come and pick them up on Sunday, September 13th. The board is asking that a donation be made to the farm by anyone who gathers potatoes. The donation will be used to help the maintenance of the farm, and Hersey said, "Come on out and see the farm, have some fun, and get a good supply of spuds." Elsewhere in the news, the Creston Police Department reports a woman was arrested Monday night on a theft charge. 36-year-old Amanda Jones of Creston was arrested at the Hy-Vee Dollar Fresh for theft in the fifth degree. Jones was cited for the alleged offense and then released on a promise to appear. Red Oak Police arrested a man on a warrant for violation of a protection order Monday night. 42-year-old Brian Shaver of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Officials at the Glenwood Police Department Monday said all the suspects that were associated with a July 30th shooting incident outside of a residence in the 500 block of South Locust Street in Glenwood have been taken into custody and were being held in the Mills County Jail. Authorities said also due to the age of the suspects involved, no names or any further information will be released at this time. One of the minor age victim was sent to the hospital by Lifelight following that incident. The Cass County Conservation Board is holding a free Mysterious Monarchs program. The public programs will be held on Friday, August 28th at 4:30 p.m. at Lake Anita State Park Campground Loop, on August 29th at 2 p.m. at the Cold Springs Park Campgrounds Shelter, on September 5th at 2 p.m. at the Camblin's Edition Shelter of Sunnyside Park here in Atlantic, and on September the 12th at 2 p.m. at the Outdoor Educational Classroom in Messina. You can discover the monarch butterflies before their journey south. Cass County Conservation Board personnel will tag the monarchs and show you how. If you'd like a home tagging kit, you must attend and pre-register for that kit by calling 712-769-2372. You do not have to be a registered camper to attend that program. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.